it's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
That's askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com. Send me your email questions. This is sometimes my favorite part of the show. Here's a question about shingles vaccine. There's a few commercials promoting the vaccine. I'm 67 years old, healthy, but did have chickenpox as a kid. Should I consider the vaccine, or are there alternatives for preventing shingles? Thanks, Dean from Texas. That's where I went to medical school. All right, so I think this is an opportunity to spend a little bit more time talking about shingles and what we have to offer as far as prevention and treatment for it, both conventionally and in supplements. So just as a reminder, the virus we're talking about here is a herpes virus. It's called varicella zoster. It causes chickenpox in kids. But it's a nasty little virus because once the chickenpox is over, the virus isn't gone out of the body. It just becomes dormant. And it can hide in what is called lymph tissue, immune-type tissue, lymph nodes, that kind of stuff, in certain cells. And it just kind of lays there inactive. Now, the good news in most cases, as a person gets older and older and older, nothing really ever happens. Most people don't get shingles. But there is a risk. Once you've had chickenpox, as you do get older, there is a risk for the virus, this herpes virus, to reactivate. And once it does, it causes a different type of disease, a disease that involves the nerves, specifically the nerves that supply the skin called dermatomes. And that's why often you'll see this rash kind of like in a circle around like the trunk or the chest area, the buttocks, the arm. But the virus reactivates and causes this nerve slash rash type symptom along what are called dermatomes. What is the risk factor for this virus to reactivate and cause shingles? Well, it's age. You know, about half of all patients over 60 are at risk. Patients aged 80 to 89 are 10 times as likely to develop shingles as children under the age of 10. So you do see it in kids that have had chickenpox. There are rare cases of some of these kids 2 or 3 years later getting shingles, but it's rare. It's usually something that occurs as we get older, 60, 70, 80, and it usually happens when our immune system becomes weaker and weaker as we get older. That's called immunosenesis, the weakening, of the immune system. Other risk factors besides age would be anybody that's immune compromised, either because of drugs like steroid use, maybe infections like HIV, you know, what have you. But people that are immunosuppressed are at risk. And for whatever reason, I don't think we have a great answer for why white women are at a greater risk of reactivating the chickenpox virus, varicella zoster, white women. By the way, African-American individuals are at the lowest risk. Haven't quite figured that one out, at least I don't think. If you do get shingles, the common treatment is an antiviral drug called acyclovir. That's pretty much the main one. It does reduce pain it helps to increase recovery and the healing of the rash. But it's only recommended in patients, I think, over 60, younger than that, over maybe 40 or 50. And you really can't have any complications from the shingles. You know, shingles can turn into some dangerous things like pneumonias and stuff. Once that happens, that takes hospitalization. That's a different treatment course. But as long as you're around 50 or older, you don't have any complications, you can take acyclovir, and it does work. Here's the big problem, though. you have to start the drug within usually around 72 hours of the shingle outbreak. The longer and longer you wait, the less effective the drug is. That's the real problem with conventional treatment right there, is usually people will develop the rash, it hurts. That's why they notice it. You know, you put a shirt on, you're like, "Ah, what is going on?" And you look in the mirror and there's a rash going around your breast or around your stomach or your arm, you know, whatever. And it's usually you rub up against something, clothing, whatever. You feel that it hurts, and that's when you notice it. But it could have started a week ago. And you're kind of past that deadline for starting a cyclovir. Now, most doctors in the community, if you're over 40, 50, and you don't have complications, they're still going to put you on a course of acyclovir. It's just not as effective as if you started it within 72 hours. You can do creams to help the pain a little bit, non-steroidal creams that can help. There's some research that capsaicin creams, you know, capsaicin from hot peppers, may be able to help. Capsaicin, we know, increases a substance, a neurotransmitter called substance P in the nerves. And when that happens, it kind of deadens the nerve so it can control pain that way. That's capsaicin. But it does seem that it has to be in the cream form. You can take capsaicin orally for like cardiovascular health, but it has to be in the cream form. Now, back to the question though about the vaccine. So this gentleman wants to know, Dean from Texas wants to know, you know, he's pretty healthy. He had chickenpox. He's just worried about it. He's seen the commercial. Should I get the vaccine? Well, the vaccine, let's see. I have some information about it here. It is called Zostavax. It was licensed in 2006 by the FDA. When administered to individuals over the age of 60 with a healthy immune system, so again, you have to have no complications, this vaccine reduced the risk of developing shingles by 55%. That's pretty good. Studies of this vaccine found it was safe for patients over 60, with the most common side effects being swelling, redness, warmth, and pain at the vaccination site. A small percentage of participants in these studies developed a varicella-like rash, almost like a shingle-like rash, consisting of a small number of fluid-filled vesicles that occur at the site of the injection, but it did not spread. The biggest barrier to this vaccine is cost. It's very expensive. At this point, unless the cost comes down, it's not going to be used widespread. It's just not. Now, Dean, I think this is a good vaccine. Knowing how devastating shingles can be for some people and the complications that can happen, it's something you might consider. Now, you tell me you're pretty healthy and all that kind of stuff. There might be some natural things you can do. Just to keep your immune system up, you might want to consider strengthen the immune system, especially against viruses, vitamin C, vitamin D, reishi, zinc, one of my favorites, lactoferrin. There's even some evidence, seaweed extracts. Seaweed has a compound in it called fucoidins, might have some anti-herpes properties to it. Dean, you got to definitely reduce stress. That's one of the best ways to prevent, besides the vaccine, is to reduce stress, because usually it takes some sort of physical stressor, emotional stressor to reactivate the virus, because the stress brings down your immune system. So reduce stress. Try some of those supplements. But listen, I don't think if you can afford it, the vaccine looks pretty good, and it can reduce the risk of shingles by 55%. So it's not a bad choice if you can afford it. But try some of the supplements as well. All right, this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.